The group, It's Bigger Than You, has been protesting since August, forming human chains across I-75 and even shutting down holiday traffic in front of Lenox Square Mall. But tonight, its members aren't talking about the next march. They're focusing on something they call self-care.
Your self-care is not based on a want. It's based on a need. Is everybody clear about that?
Yes.
Anana Paris works at a local law firm and is one of many speakers at the group's event. For others, self-care means juicing, meditation, and reflexology. The organization started this event last November after realizing many of its members felt burnt out.
It's easy to plan protests and demonstrations and then not sleep at night because you're just ready to go, you're revved up.
That's Ariel Lussier. She's a co-founder of the group. She says some members have told her they had to take a break from Twitter and Facebook. They call it a social media cleanse.
It's important, and it's not just an indulgence. It's not because I think of myself so great or I think I'm deserving of all of this pampering and respect. We're talking about giving ourselves the essential needs that our community has not always been told that they are worthy of.
This idea of self-care isn't some new trend. In fact, it dates back to the civil rights era.
Martin Luther King used to retreat to what I would call safe spaces in order to counteract the pressure and the stress of being involved in a very intense, ongoing civil rights movement.
Nathan McCall is an African-American studies professor at Emory University. He says one of those safe spaces was here in Atlanta at the home of Herman Russell, a black multimillionaire. While King would spend time with friends like Russell and Harry Belafonte to relax, it wasn't something he publicly talked about. McCall says that's what's different about this new generation. For WABE News, I'm Candace Wheeler.